state government is granting 6 new casino licenses as part of the gambling expansion bill signed in May. One of these is for Rockford, and city government is currently accepting proposals. Mayor Tom McNamara says the proposals include details such as where the casino will be built and how it will be run.
First, they need to have a project labor agreement. Second, we want to bring additional benefits to our community, such as a hotel.
In addition, the site must be within Rockford city limits or on land that can be directly annexed. Two sites could be in the mix. First is the former Clock Tower Hotel and Resort next to Interstate 90. Hard Rock International expressed interest in developing it, and the project is being touted by Cheap Trick frontman Rick Nielsen. Republican State Senator Dave Severson, who drafted much of the state's gambling expansion law, says the site's location also makes it attractive to out-of-town visitors.
If it was downtown, for example, McHenry County would end up going to Elgin instead of to Rockford. But this makes Rockford closer, so you're able to draw from the rooftops of McHenry County and from Wisconsin.
The other site is downtown, immediately south of the coming Embassy Suites Hotel and Conference Center. Wisconsin-based Gorman & Company is responsible for the hotel and wants to expand its work to building a casino. Democratic State Senator Steve Stottleman says this location also has advantages.
Casino downtown by itself doesn't necessarily generate economic development on its own, but I think as part of a larger entertainment complex, I think it's an easy idea to sell.
One city with extensive downtown casino experience is Elgin. The Grand Victoria Casino opened there in 1994, when Illinois approved 10 licenses for riverboat casinos. Elgin Mayor Dave Kapton says the proposal was contentious.
They were scared as to what was going to happen. The community was divided. Our mayor at that time, George Vandevoorde, worked to get the casino approved, and it was approved by a 4-3 vote.
One concern was that the Grand Victoria would bring crime to the area. Kapton says the opposite happened.
The area around the casino became one of the safest in the downtown. Literally, they've been in their basement and looked at the security cameras, dozens and dozens of security cameras. They have their own security force.
Community members also hoped more people would frequent downtown businesses and bring more commerce to the area. Kapton says that didn't exactly work out either.
If they want to eat, they're going to eat on that property. They're going to make their money. Then they get back in their car and they went home. So there's not that thing. And gamblers don't necessarily stop in a community and say, well, geez, I'm going to go buy a shirt or get a suit while I'm here. They just don't do that.
What has gone as planned is the revenue stream. Kapton credits the casino with providing nearly $250 million to Elgin since 1994. Competition in the gaming sector has reduced its annual contribution, but the mayor says the city has made effective use of the funds.
Our approach was that we never used the money that we got from the casino for operating funds. We used it for special projects. We used it for street resurfacing. We never paid wages from those funds, and that was probably the best decision city council in Elgin ever made.
As for Rockford, both the interstate and downtown proposals are still in the planning stages. Senator Stottleman says he wouldn't be surprised if other casino operators introduce their own ideas.
I think both proposals are extremely attractive, but I want to see what else may be put forth as far as an offer that the city will consider before I offer any other thoughts or judgments on it.
Severson, on the other hand, prefers the I-90 site, and though the city and casino operators are acting quickly, Stottleman says the process is far from over.
We just passed the state legislation in May. The deadline for proposals is this month, and by October, the state board will make a decision. So it's a very expedited process, very quick, but it's very exciting as well.
The city of Rockford is not limited in how many proposals it can send to the gaming board, but only one operator will ultimately receive the license. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.